Here it comes again. We've had some clear blue skies this morning, but rain is in the forecast, or lots of showers anyway, as we look ahead to the final days of summer. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, and with me is our weather expert Cliff Mass, atmospheric scientist at the University of Washington. In a moment, he's going to tell us all about a dramatic phenomenon called a haboob that put a final flourish on our summer earlier this week in eastern Washington. But first, Cliff, what's in the forecast as we officially welcome the transition to fall with the equinox on Sunday?
Well, we're going to get some rain, but first we're going to have a decent day today. There's a front right offshore, and we can see it on the coastal radar, but it's going to be coming in quite slowly. So it'll be partly cloudy in the morning, some mixed sun, and it'll cloud up during the afternoon. But temperatures will probably get up to low 70s, and the rain won't hit till around dinner time, so not a bad day today. Tomorrow, the front will be through, but we'll be in the showery regime. Not heavy showers, so there'll be a few sprinkles on and off. It'll be worse on the west side than the east side, so if you want to get out of it, just go to eastern Washington. And so temperatures will get up maybe into the mid-60s. So, you know, not a bad day, but there'll be some showers. So keep that in mind if you're going to Husky Stadium. Then on Sunday, the real thing comes in. The strongest front, the strongest low that we've seen since the spring will be moving through the middle of the day on Sunday. So you may get up in the morning and it may seem pretty decent, partly cloudy, but it'll cloud up very quickly on Sunday. And by lunchtime, I would expect the serious rain to start moving in. And it should rain over the afternoon on Sunday. The front will get through later today on Sunday, and then we'll be in a cool, showery regime for a few days. So Monday and Tuesday, you know, temperatures will be in the 60s with some showers.
Just in time for fall. Turns to fall weather.
Exactly. But you know, I've got to give you some good news, too. It looks like a ridge will develop on Wednesday and Thursday and maybe Friday. So we'll return to sun. Temperatures will get up to the mid, maybe the upper 60s later in the week. So the nice weather's not completely over.
Now, how about that haboob? This was a huge dust storm that hit eastern Washington earlier this week.
That's right. It was Lawrence of Arabia hits Washington State. A very dramatic feature came through, and we call this haboob. Imagine this. You're standing there, and this wall of dust, maybe half a mile high, is approaching you. It's calm before it hits. And then all of a sudden, when the line gets through, it turns to night. It gets dark. And the winds pick up from near calm to 50, 60 miles per hour. Well, this is exactly what happened over eastern Washington. A line of thunderstorms developed over Oregon, and they started moving north. And in front of this line of thunderstorms, we have something called a gust front, as the cool downdraft air rushes in front of the thunderstorm. And so what happens is, over eastern Washington, there's a lot of agriculture, and a number of the wheat fields have been harvested. And so we have a lot of bare soil. And when they get hit by 40, 50, 60-mile-per-hour winds, it brings up some of the dust and dirt and even small particles into the atmosphere, and you get this cloud, this dust cloud, that moves with this strong wind. So this is the haboob, and this is what happened starting in the southern part of the state. So think of a line from maybe Walla Walla to the Tri-Cities, and then moving northward towards Spokane, the Okanagan.
And this is an Arabic word for wind or blow. Is this considered a foreign kind of phenomenon or what?
Well, we do get these occasionally here in Washington State, in eastern Washington. They get it a lot in the southwest United States. These haboobs hit Phoenix quite frequently. And they do happen quite a bit in North Africa and into the Middle East. But they're associated with the strong outflow winds of thunderstorms picking up dust and dirt and creating this wall. Strong winds and clouds. One thing I should mention is that this can be quite dangerous if you're driving. There have been a number of major multiple car accidents, even here in Washington State, when this dust goes over roadways, because visibility goes from really excellent to almost nothing.
These are incredibly strong winds. I mean, trees are being bent, power lines downed.
That's correct. During this particular event, there were power outages to thousands of people in eastern Washington. Power poles were snapped off. Trees were broken. You know, houses got hit. I mean, this was really fairly major damage. When you get to winds that get above 40 miles per hour, you start getting damage. And we're getting winds of, in this case, 50, 60 miles per hour.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Professor Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can listen to all of our weekly conversations on our website, kplu.org, where we'll also post a picture of the haboob that hit eastern Washington earlier this week. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.